now and then, here and there, and always at sexpotcomedy.com.
Next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
The show takes place on the third Wednesday of every month at the Buntport Theater in Denver, Colorado.
Hello, you beautiful people of podcast land. It's Ron Doyle. Our next show in Denver is Wednesday, August 19th. The theme of the evening will be Crushed, in honor of High Plains Comedy Festival. We have an amazing all-comedian lineup for you, a veritable who's who of Denver's funniest people, including Last Comic Standing winner Josh Blue, Christy Buckley, who you will hear on today's podcast, Janae Burris, Haley Driscoll, Timmy Lasley, Bob Metals, Kristen Rand, Sam Talent, and I don't know, who knows, maybe some special surprise guests. Be there to find out. And don't forget that the Narrator San Diego will debut on September 8th at the inimitable Tiger Tavern on El Cajon Boulevard. Find more details at thenarrators.org. Going camping this weekend with my family, and part of the preparations for me include worrying about everything that possibly could go wrong. That's how I do travel planning. I love to obsess over the worst possible outcomes, pushing below the surface of reality and down into these just absurd, hellish, alternate realities of my own creation. For this trip, I've already thought about my daughter's getting Lyme disease and my wife breaking her leg, and I've reserved the most torturous, painful thoughts for my own body, this impending disaster salad of blood ticks and third-degree marshmallow burns. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a wilderness-ready Colorado cat, and I'm not particularly an unlucky person, so I know I'll have a great time. I just like setting my expectations as low as they can get. So whatever happens, no matter how disappointing, it's still always better than what I imagined. Am I the only one who does this? I mean, if you do, then you know, every so often, well, reality is just as bad as what you dreamt up. And there's nothing you can do but laugh about it. Today's story comes from Christy Buckley. She's the co-host of Empty Girlfriend Podcast, which you should all be listening to, and she's one of our all-time favorite storytellers in Denver. She's that friend who always stood up for you on the playground, even when the bully was way bigger than both of you. Christy's story was recorded live on June 17th, 2015 at Buntport Theater in Denver, Colorado. The theme of the evening was WTF.
Hello. How are you guys? Okay. Storytelling is different. Okay. I don't know. Last time I did this show, I did a really heartfelt, moving piece. I cried. People cried. This is not one of those pieces. this is a story about a time I came down with salmonella on a rafting trip, everyone, where I was in a place in my life where I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Where the fuck am I? What the fuck is my body doing to me? That is what this story is about. So this might just encompass maybe one of the worst weeks of my life just in general. This was about 4 years ago. It was Memorial Day weekend. I was lucky enough to get laid off the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. And this will be important later. But it was a bad time. And some of you who know me might be like, Christy, you don't have a job now. What's so different? I would just like to say that, yeah, I am a comedian, but I have tried to be a real adult, and they won't have me. They will not let me do it. They won't take me. I've tried. So I got fired Friday morning. I still had a show in Colorado Springs Friday night. I drove all the way to Colorado Springs in Memorial Day traffic, came back. And so if you're wondering why, how do you get 3 hours from your bed in the middle of nowhere with almost strangers being that sick? The reason is I had a show the night before, and just comedians in general just don't treat our bodies very well. Like, I just thought I was tired, you know? I thought, I'm fine. Like, I'm getting paid in beer right now. Like, that's the type of lifestyle that I lead. So I didn't really know. I just woke up on Saturday morning going to Salida, Colorado for a rafting trip, feeling tired. It's a long drive, and I just got more and more tired, and then maybe I got maybe like a little fever, and I was like, whew, okay, all right. The unfortunate part about this trip is I was with my now new ex-coworkers. So you're already just trying to not be pathetic to them. She's like, don't feel bad for me. I'm great. I'm doing so good. I don't even need that job. And I feel awesome. So I was toughing it out. I just thought I was tired. And then I was lucky enough we were staying at a house. Like, it was an empty, unfurnished, no electricity house. But at least it wasn't outside, you guys. Can you imagine? Okay, that I don't want to. It's terrifying. Anyways, so I show up there, and then I'm like, I'm going to take a nap. Like, I'm just not feeling myself. I am not 100%. So I roll out my sleeping bag, and I go to sleep for 6 hours, probably. Like, not a normal nap. And then I wake up, and they're like, it's dinner. Do you want some food? And I'm like, yes, please. Like, the funny part about salmonella is even though your digestive system is not willing to work anymore, you're still hungry. It's very give and take, only take relationship. And so they had grilled some food. They had, like, steak, just real heavy stuff. And I could already tell, like, this isn't going well. This isn't going to go a direction that I want. And then they had, like, some shrimp, and I was like, oh, that's kind of lighter. Like, maybe I'll eat some shrimp. And then, of course, like, my fucking coworkers were like, oh, I'm sorry, we're almost vegetarian, so that's just for us, okay? You can't have the shrimp. It's like, okay, I'll just eat this steak. Okay. And about, like, 4 bites in, it was just like, then it was like, nope, okay, a Danish soft shoe troop just started in my intestines, okay? They are headlining a show right now. I am, what's happening? And I don't want to get too graphic, you guys, but I ran to the bathroom, and it was soupy, okay? It was bad. It was not good. And of course, I'm still with almost strangers. So I don't really tell them. They're like, throwing up? Are you throwing? Yeah, totally throwing up. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm totally great. I'm just tired. You know, I don't want to be a trouble to them. So I spend the rest of the night sleeping in my sleeping bag in a room where I just... This is the cycle of salmonella. You go to sleep. You are freezing cold. You finally get warm, and then you fall asleep, and then you wake up soaked in your own sweat, in your own death sweat, just in a sleeping bag. And then you have 2 changes of clothing, because this is a camping trip, you guys, and I am not high maintenance, okay? So I lay out my soaking wet clothes, put on the dry ones, take a trip to the bathroom amongst my drunk not friends, you know, hoping I can make it, you know, the timing right and not bother them. And then I go back to sleep. Back to my fever, back to the sweating, back to the, just all the stuff. And it was like, I had no idea what was going on. I had never been sick. It was like, what the fuck? You know, it was very like, I'm dying. This is what, I don't have a, this is the first time I've ever lost my job. I was like, this is the end. My body doesn't want to deal with the hard part that's going to come next week when I have to deal with not being able to pay my bills. I'm just going to let the Lord take me. That was what I was thinking was going on. I made it through the night. I felt bad for the people sleeping in the room with me because it smelled like death. It was bad. Like, I pretty much look like I do now, but like if I was killed in a boating accident also. Like, that's how I looked. It was so bad. So I woke up the next day, and I didn't eat anything because I wasn't feeling very adventurous. And I still wanted to go. Like, I have a thing where if somebody asks me to do something, like I have a disability, so I've had a lot of instances in my life where people are like, oh, she can't go camping, she can't do that, and they just assume and they never ask. These people were kind enough to be like, yeah, hell yeah, she can do it. And I didn't want to be like, no, I can't now. So I'm like, I'm going to do it. Let's go rafting. I don't even know where I am anymore. I think I'm, is this, did I die in the night? This is where I am. So we go rafting, and we were promised that this was not tough rafting segment, whatever you call it. And then they start calling up. Well, first I get there, and they're like, get your wetsuits on. And I am like too weak to, like, I don't know if you guys have put a wetsuit on recently. I haven't done it before then or since. It is like hard work. So if you're like dehydrated to the, I couldn't even do it. Like, I just had to let my friends dress me like I was a toddler, like having a tantrum in the store. Like, no, I won't. Because I couldn't move. I had no strength. I had no body strength. And then we're all standing around, probably. It's hazy. I can't remember. And they're like, okay, this is the easy groups. And they call all the names, and then they don't call our group. And we're like, okay, well, maybe there's like another easy group or something. Cool. And then they're like, okay, advanced. Rizzo, party of eight. And we're like, fuck. Like, me and my friend Elena, not expecting this to be advanced at all. I don't even know if I've ever seen a real river before this point. We're like, fuck. And so they're like, no, there's just one, like, level 7 rapid. And we're like, what's the scale? And they're like, no, 7's the top. And we're like, oh, shit, okay. So we get in these rafts, and we have a nice river guide, a Native American man, probably named Rainbow or something. I don't know. It was something of the land. He knew his river. And I was sitting on one side, like, trying to oar, but, like, no idea. Just, like, I probably wouldn't have had an idea had I been with it, but I was extra not with it. So it's just, like, ugh. And then he, like, looked at us like I was going to kill the entire boat with my lack of strength and asked me to switch mid-river with somebody, which standing up in general is tough. Switching places on a river is not a thing I can usually do. And then I switched the other side, and that was just like weaker left side. And he's like, no, back, go back. And so we're going, and he yells at us a lot. I don't remember. I'm just like, I'm here, I'm doing it. This is great. This is so fun. I'm so glad there's waves. They can't see my tears, you know? Like, I had no idea what the fuck was going on. And we got to the slow part. We made it to the end, like, and it was quiet. And we all were like, congratulations, everybody. You did it. You made it through the rapids. You can even jump out right now if you want to go swimming or whatever. And I did not get out of the boat because I knew sober, I probably couldn't even pull myself in. So, you know, we're at this stage. I was afraid to drown, really. I had no idea what was going on. The thing with salmonella is it sneaks up on you, though. And a wetsuit does not have the same osmosis properties for everything. Just water. Just liquids. So I was like mostly good, but mostly not good. So yeah, I did shit my wetsuit. Okay, you guys, I did it. And maybe I just left it in the dressing room and was like, we gotta go. Like, what are you gonna do? It's not, I rented it. I can't take it home. It's not mine to give. Like, I can't. I'm a tiny person. Maybe they'll think a kid did it or something. I don't know. We have to bail. Let's go. Then I went back to the place. My friends continued to drink and party while I sweated in my a sleeping bag and wished for death. The funny part is, like, it's not a furnished house either. Like, not furnished whatsoever. But in the room I was sleeping in, right in my eye line was just the Lord's Prayer. When if I was a better person, I'd be like, this is my come to Jesus moment. Like, this is what I'm. But really, I was just like, fuck you, you know? This is not great. And the next morning, thank God, somebody was like, we're heading back early. Do you want us to take you? And I was like, oh, thank God, you know? And then the whole way, they're just like, oh, yeah, you're just throwing up. You just throw, tell us about it. You're just throwing up the whole time. Totally throwing up, not throwing down, throwing up for sure. Totally throwing up, big time. You're strangers. Let's talk about it. And then I got home and I went to the emergency room and they immediately hooked me up to an IV for like 3 hours because I was like so dehydrated. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I would like to say that, you know, I learned a lot from this. I would like to say like this was the bottom of the barrel and like, you know, I can say as long as I don't have salmonella, things are looking up. You know, and I'd like to say that, you know, I could look back on this and be like, if I survive that, I could survive this, and you can too. But you guys, I don't know. things are still bad. I don't have a job, but I don't have salmonella, and neither do you guys, I hope. So, as long as that's not happening, as long as you're not losing your life out of your ass, I really believe in you guys so much. That is my story. I've been Christy. You guys, thank you so much.
The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Aaron Rollman, Mary Robertson, and me, Ron Doyle. I produce and record the podcast with engineering assistance by Josh Johnson. And our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal.
The Narrators podcast is brought to you by these amazing sponsors.
The great guys at Illegal Pete's and Greater Than Records, who in addition to providing rad burritos all over town, provide great local music and comedy.
The next time you need a photographer, remember From the Hip Photo. You can learn more about their honest and unforgettable service at fromthehipphoto.com.
Check out the appropriately named Sexy Pizza on their website, sexypizzaonline.com.
And finally, by Breckenridge Brewery, making balanced, approachable, and interesting handcrafted beers in Colorado for over 25 years. Check them out at breckbrew.com. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or on your favorite mobile podcatcher. For more information and to find past episodes, visit thenarrators.org.
Thanks for listening.